8 and verse 10. Amen. Then he said, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, send portions of them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Let's say it together. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Oh, yes, but Brother Collins, you don't understand. Hey, they were surrounded by enemies, too. They were in a depressed condition, too. They were rebuilding walls that were falling down, too. Amen. They were coming home after 70 years captivity, too. Amen. And they walked among the rubble with enemies all around and no security. And God said, amen, get up in the morning and rejoice in the Lord. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. You know, I dare you to get up in the morning and smile in the face of your troubles and make the devil wonder what you're up to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said the joy of the Lord is your strength. The church is surrounded today by powers, principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places, trouble on every hand, apostasy creeping in, unholy contagion invading the ranks of the church. People are discouraged. There's things pulling at them as never before. Amen. But the Lord would say to you who are just about sick from the burdens you bear, look up and over it all and see Jesus. The joy of the Lord is your strength. With the joy of the Lord, you'll overcome your afflictions better. With the joy of the Lord, you'll miss a whole lot of them. With the joy of the Lord, you won't have ulcers. With the joy of the Lord, amen, the diseases that happen to us, high blood pressure and sugar diabetes, all these things, many of them are stress related. Amen. Brother Esther said, when I resigned Evansville, Indiana church, said my wife slept all the time. Said I got worried about her. Amen. She just got out from under the load so she could rest. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes you don't realize what even the preacher's wife bears. And sometimes preachers' wives are sick because they're carrying their preacher husband and the church too. You don't believe that? Ask them. Amen. Yeah, glory to God. Let me read you some more. Habakkuk 3:17. Praise God, and start reading there. Although the fig tree shall not blossom. How many know if it don't blossom, won't be no figs? God bloom. Fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines. And the labor of the olive shall fail. No olive oil. No olives to eat. The fields shall yield no meat. That means food. Amen. In that sense. It doesn't mean necessarily beefsteak, but it can include that. But it means food. The fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold. That's pretty bad, isn't it? And there shall be no herd in the stalls. That's bad, isn't it? Amen. Yet will I, what? Rejoice. You're not saying it loud enough. Amen. You're kind of a coward. Yet will I rejoice. I know what you're thinking. You're wondering if you could do it. If it came to that. Amen. Yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Why? The Lord God is my strength. If you joy in God, your salvation, He'll be your strength. Amen. The Lord, amen, is my strength. He'll make my feet like hinds' feet. That's that deer that runs on that mountain goat that runs on the mountains. Amen. Sure-footed. Amen. And he'll make me to walk upon my high places. Amen. Oh, Brother Collins, you're in the Old Testament. Amen. One fellow told a friend of mine, said he'd listened to me preach quite a bit, and he never heard me preach out of the New Testament. Well, he ain't heard me preach much. He hasn't even listened to the tapes. I preach just as much out of the New as I do the Old. But I preach the whole Bible, because I'm a Bible preacher. Well, turn with me to Matthew chapter 5. Amen. And let's get there in the Beatitudes and the Sermon on the Mount and go all the way down to verse 12. Maybe I should read 11. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you. Has anybody been reviled this week? Hold up your hand. Anybody been reviled this week? Got one. Did Richard, you been reviled this week? Did you rejoice when they did it?
Took a while.
How about you, Gina? Took all day? Just like to never got around to it. Amen. Uh-oh, there's another one. How about you, Gloria? Didn't do too good? I got a confession to make. I don't do too good either. Amen. Sometimes it takes me a while, just like you said. Amen. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. What are you going to do? Surely, Lord, there's something better for me. I must be out of the will of God. Amen. What did he say to do? Amen. Verse 12. Rejoice. Amen. Let's say it together. Rejoice. Say it again. Rejoice. How do you rejoice? Amen. Would anybody like to give me a demonstration how you rejoice? Amen. Just jump up and talk and shout a little bit. Say, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You want to try it, Steve? Amen. Amen. Give us a demonstration. Hallelujah. Rejoice and be exceeding glad. Amen. Hey, let's all just be exceeding glad tonight. What do you say? Show me how to be exceeding glad. Amen. Come on. Be glad. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody said, I'm glad, 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 glad. Amen. We got a song you sing, I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad. If you have a hard time being glad, start singing that. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Well, I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Well, I'm so glad. And while you're trying to remember the song, you'll forget your troubles. Amen. Amen. Be exceeding glad. Why? For great is your reward. Paydays are coming. Paydays are coming. Great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. You're in good company. You held up your hands. Hold up your hands again. You got reviled a little bit. You're in good company. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Amen. Ooh, that's the New Testament about rejoicing when you're surrounded by adverse circumstances. Amen. I felt like God spoke this to me, amen, last night, and I read it to Andy's church. Amen. That preacher's wife that came to be prayed for, I felt like part of the problem was the things they faced. Amen. Those two boys that got burned to death in their church. Amen. And other things that happened. Terrible things. And that weighs after a while on a sensitive person. Amen. And it's hard to be glad. But it's because we don't see anything but the bad circumstances. If we can look above the clouds and the storm and the confusion and the depression and even the mourning and see Jesus, we can rejoice in Him. Just get in the Spirit. For He said in Galatians chapter 5 verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is, number one, love. Amen. That's good, isn't it? Fruit of the Spirit. Amen. Number two, joy. And what is joy? Let's repeat it again. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. The joy of the Lord. Just begin to look to the Lord. I don't much believe in singing that old song, you know. They've got an extra verse they've added in recent years, you know, to the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. And they get to laughing at it. And you do that while you get to laughing at each other. Some of y'all laughing at me. Amen. I don't much believe in that kind of song. I never do sing that kind of song. They don't help me any. Amen. I mean, a put-on laugh is not worth too much. Amen. But one thing it will do, it'll make you laugh. I mean, that old ugly woman that they hang beside the door and pull a string, you know, and she begins to laugh, or ugly Indian or something or other, and he begins to laugh, just hee-haw, hee-haw. The first thing you know, everybody's laughing. Oh, I'm talking about that which is the fruit of the Spirit. Sometimes have real joy, you got to get in the Spirit. Amen. How do you get in the Spirit? Well, you begin to think about spiritual things. You begin to think about heavenly things. Amen. When they came to Elisha, because the kings were out in the wilderness 7 days' journey, amen, in an attack on Moab, and they were without water, Elisha saw those two wicked kings that Jehoshaphat had tied in with, and it made him so mad that he couldn't pray. You say, preacher got mad and couldn't pray? Yeah, it made him so mad he couldn't get a hold of God. It aroused his righteous indignation. Amen. He said, if it wasn't for Jehoshaphat standing, I wouldn't even look at you. But he said, bring me a minstrel. Amen. Send me somebody down here that can play the guitar and sing. Amen. Bring me a minstrel. Hallelujah. Play that. I don't want no blues song neither. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And they brought him a minstrel. Somebody play skillfully on the harp. Praise God. And sing. Hallelujah. He probably started out on tis the old time religion. Amen. And got wound up real good. Praise God. And makes me love everybody. And it's good enough for me. And amen. Switched over to victory in Jesus, my Savior, forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And by the time he got wound up real good on We Shall See the King when he comes. Amen. Elisha said, wait just a minute. I got it. Make this whole valley full of ditches. You'll neither see wind nor rain, but the valley will be filled with water. It's going to come running through here like a river. But it'll run right on through if you don't dig a place for it to stop it. Amen. That's the way the blessings of the Lord is. If we don't dig a place to stop it, amen, it'll run right through the church. We'll say, man, they had a time up there last week and Monday morning. You'll wonder where the blessing went. You got to dig a place to keep it. You got to make a place in your life to keep the blessing of God. You got to take time out, amen, to keep the blessing of God. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy. And then with joy comes peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Hallelujah. And then in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, a command. Amen. See that none render evil for evil to any man. Don't get back at people. Huh? 1 Thessalonians 5:15. But ever follow that which is good both among yourselves and to all men. Verse 16. Rejoice evermore. That's a command, folks. You'll be a lot better off if you rejoice evermore. You'll have a lot better chance to win them to God if you rejoice evermore. You'll have a lot better chance to influence your neighbors if you'll rejoice evermore. You'll have a lot better chance to get well if you'll rejoice evermore. You'll have a lot less sickness if you'll rejoice evermore. You'll be able to bear up under the load and hold out longer after at it if you'll rejoice evermore. Quench not the Spirit. Pray without ceasing. Everything give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit. Despise not prophesying. That's what I'm doing right now. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all the appearance of evil. Not just evil, but everything that smacks of evil. Everything that appears to be evil. Hallelujah. What will it do if you indulge in those things that have the appearance of evil? It'll steal your joy. You'll be carrying a guilt complex instead of a joy. Amen. Abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Raise your hand and praise him that he's doing it tonight. He's doing it tonight. He's doing it tonight. It may seem like a long, long journey. But the joy of the Lord will help you to take it. It may seem like a long, long time. But it'll be better if you enjoy the trip. Amen. Somebody said the way you enjoy being lost is enjoy the scenery while you're finding your way back. Amen. Hallelujah. My wife looked over to me many a time when I'm just wandering around trying to find the right road and the right direction to go. She said, are we lost? Of course not. Amen. Amen. I was coming along from Barberville camp meeting, driving my pickup truck and my camper on it in Lexington. You know the road splits down there, and one goes toward Louisville and one comes in north. Amen. And here I am driving along, you know, my eyes kind of bleary, you know, and groggy. Amen. Amen. When I woke up, I was 15 miles down the road toward Louisville. Amen. I said, I'll just cut across the country. There's this exit up here, and I'll cut across the country. And 75 is not too far over there. Amen. And I got news for you. You can't even get to 75 from over there. Don't never do that. Amen. Go back. Amen. Get to the next exit and go back. I went through some of the most beautiful bluegrass country, but I didn't enjoy it because I was lost. I didn't enjoy being lost. Amen. And after a while, I made it to Georgetown and breathed a sigh of relief. Amen. Because I knew I was getting closer to I-75 after going through all that bluegrass country. I never noticed the scenery. I never noticed a beautiful white barn or fence. I never enjoyed the horses. I never enjoyed the cattle. I didn't enjoy the bluegrass. I wanted one thing, and that's to get back to I-75. Somebody said, amen. Hey, best thing to do when you're lost, enjoy the scenery. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. The joy. You're surrounded tonight, pressed down to the point it's affecting your health. I know, folks, that it's done that. Amen. Hey, take refuge in the joy of the Lord. Take refuge in the joy of Christ. It's in both testaments, Richard. Amen. It's in both testaments. As a matter of fact, it's commanded in the New Testament. Jesus commanded it in the Sermon on the Mount. Rejoice and be exceeding glad. Amen. He commanded it in 1 Thessalonians 5. Rejoice evermore. Hallelujah. Let's stand on our feet and give Him the praise. Give Him the glory. Because in Him is the victory. Yes, thank you, Lord. Lord, 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 we hate to backtrack because of our bad choices. Forgive us, Lord. We're coming back, Lord. Amen. We're coming back right on course. Praise God. It won't be long until we be enjoying the trip again. As they sing, let's make our altar and rejoice in the Lord a little bit in this prayer. Think of all the good things He's done already. Think of all the good things He's promised to do. Think of all the good things He's going to do.